Carlson, CNN is lying to you, they're trying to manipulate you, they've got an election to win. By Jeff Poor on August 26, 2020. Tuesday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson offered his theory why CNN was working to portray people like the McCluskeys, the St. Louis couple that exercised their Second Amendment rights to defend themselves, as a threat to society and downplay the violence in Kenosha, Wisconsin stemming from an officer-involved shooting. Carlson speculated CNN was working to manipulate the public so that it could win an election. Transcript as follows. Carlson, if you watched the program last night, you saw Patricia and Mark McCloskey on stage. They are the St. Louis couple threatened in their home by an angry mob of Joe Biden voters earlier this summer. Unlike so many victims of left-wing threats, the McCluskeys decided to defend themselves. And for that, the media vilified them, denounced them as lunatics and racists. Last night, the McCluskeys explained what they have learned from this experience. The Democratic Party, they said, has declared war on the middle-class Americans who pay their taxes, mind their own business with their families at home. Democrats want to punish people like this because they're too independent. They're not obedient enough. To do that, the Biden campaign is pushing what it's calling a fair housing initiative nationally. That would mean no more single families owning in your neighborhood. That would mean low-income housing could be moved next door, whether you like it or not. It's not up to you. It's no longer your neighborhood. It's controlled from Washington. In other words, you've worked your whole life to raise your kids in a safe place. But Democrats can make it dangerous overnight if they feel like it, and they may. But you should know that all of this only applies to middle-class neighborhoods. There aren't going to be any Section 8 apartments built in Aspen or in Martha's Vineyard. Oh no. Barack Obama loves the idea of moving poor people from the cities to the suburbs. He just doesn't want it anywhere near him. Obama wants to live in the palest neighborhood he can find, and that's exactly where he does live. If there's one thing Barack Obama hates, it's diversity. How do we know this? Check out his real estate purchases. They always tell the real story, no matter what they say. Now all of that is true, and precisely because it is true. You are absolutely not allowed to say it. CNN was outraged by the McCluskeys' speech. So the usual all-moron panel swung into action to denounce them. The McCluskeys have no right to defend themselves. They have no right to private property, and neither do you, bigot. Everything the McCluskeys said was totally untrue. CNN's fact-checkers were adamant about this. The falseness of McCluskey's claims. And then nightfall came, and once again, the mob descended on Kenosha, Wisconsin. And we learned that the CNN panel was lying to us. Joe Biden's voters really are a threat to you and your family. Here's what they did last night to the city of Kenosha. Video clip plays. Carlson, that video is just the beginning of it. There are hours and hours of video like that on the internet. They crushed Kenosha last night. They destroyed it. Anyone who stood in their way got pummeled. This man was knocked to the ground unconscious. He is 71 years old. He didn't do anything wrong. He was just trying to defend his store from arsonists. Watch what happened. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, this poor man got his business caught on fire. Dude, I'm going to help this guy. I don't, bleep, care if I get beat up. Hey, no, no, no. Sir, sir, sir. Are you okay? End video clip. Carlson, it was almost exclusively young people in the street committing violence, it always is. As the fires burned, normal people in Kenosha cowered in their homes. As it happens, the city is home to a sizable Hispanic immigrant population. There's no evidence they participated in any of this. They weren't in the street yelling about the police or BLM. They're just here to work. That's what working people do. They work. They don't riot. As if we needed more evidence, this is actually a class war masquerading as a race conflict. That's exactly what it is, designed to crush America's middle class, and it is working. As the sun rose on Kenosha this morning, the scale of the destruction became painfully obvious. Watch this store owner in Kenosha discover that everything she worked for is gone. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, they all came in here and ruined our community, and it wasn't theirs to ruin. This is horrible. It is just, this business started in 1961. We serviced everybody. It's just so wrong. I don't know what else to say. End video clip. Carlson, we serviced everybody, she says. You can hear the confusion in her voice, why did they do this to me? And the short answer is because they could. Nobody stopped them from burning down her business or burning down the city. The Kenosha County Democratic Party didn't stop them. The Democratic Party of Kenosha decided to embrace the mob. The party boarded up its local headquarters just in case its own voters mistook it for a Wendy's or a church. Then they plastered BLM signs on the plywood. So why is this happening? What's the pretext for this violence? Why are mobs destroying Kenosha? Well, you may know the outlines of the story. On Sunday, police shot a man called Jacob Blake, and in the very first hours when decisions are made about how to respond, Democrats assured us that Blake was a completely innocent victim, just as they told us that George Floyd was a completely innocent victim. But now we know it was more complicated than that. It usually is. Blake was wanted on a warrant for sex crimes. He had a history of violence, including domestic violence. Seconds before he was shot, critically, Blake was fighting with police. That's clear from the rest of the video that we didn't see until after they started burning the city of Kenosha. In the tape, police appear to tell Blake to drop the knife. Blake had been arrested before for threatening people with a gun, so the police did have a reason to be nervous. Blake refused to surrender. He went straight for his car and reached for something, that's when the police shot him. So the question is, did Blake have a gun in the car? That is the central question. The authorities won't tell us the answer to that question, which is interesting. Wisconsin's attorney general refused to say whether Blake was armed, even when he was asked directly. Again, that's not a small point. It's the whole point. If Jacob Blake had a gun, officers were right to shoot him. Period. So we should know that immediately before more buildings are burned and more 71-year-olds are beaten unconscious on the street. But we don't know the answer tonight. Tony Evers, the left-wing governor of Wisconsin, doesn't want you to know the answer. He wants you to believe that Blake was shot in the back by a racist cop for the crime of being black. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. Maybe we have a right to know the details. But Evers doesn't want the details public, he wants riots. CNN wants riots, too. Last night, for a few seconds, CNN accidentally told the truth about what is happening in Kenosha. This is remarkable. Check out the screen here. Watch as they scrub any reference to violence. Begin video clip. Wolf Blitzer, CNN host, set the scene for us. Walk us through what you're learning. Omar Jimenez, CNN national correspondent, that's right, Wolf. Well, there are a lot of investigations playing out right now trying to figure out what led up to Jacob Blake being shot, but what we do know for sure is that people are angry. They have expressed that anger through demonstrations. End video clip. Carlson, do you see it disappear? It's like one of those old Soviet photographs in the Stalin era. Oh, where is Bukharin? Oh, he was never there. It's a remarkably revealing clip. CNN accidentally committing journalism before the Dwarf King catches wind of it and shuts it down. Stop telling the truth. You'll also notice that their screen before and after refers to Jake Blake as, quote, unarmed. Unarmed. Do we know that Jacob Blake was unarmed? No, we don't know that. In fact, as we just told you, it appears the police believed otherwise. But we certainly tonight can't say categorically he was unarmed. That's a lie. CNN is lying to you. Why? You know why. They're trying to manipulate you. They've got an election to win. Nothing is more important than that, nothing. And that would include democracy itself. Last week, during the Democratic convention, we played you long clips of it. Leading Democrats, including Barack Obama, used the word democracy scores of times. The point is to defend democracy, they told us. But Hillary Clinton just admitted, actually, democracy could be a speed bump on the way to what they want. Watch this. Begin video clip. Hillary Clinton, former presidential candidate. Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out and eventually. I do believe he will win, if we don't give an inch. And if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is. End video clip. Carlson, you shouldn't concede under any circumstances? What if he loses the election? No. He should never concede, says Hillary Clinton, no matter what the results are. No matter what voters want, as expressed by their votes, we must rule regardless of what the population desires. Oh, talk about redefining democracy. This is the Democratic Party's new version. And if you don't like it, maybe they'll send some peaceful protesters to your house. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.